You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me. Show, and I am your host. I'm an actress, an author, an evangelist, and a producer of the newly award-winning doc dramedy entitled STEM the Movement. And you know what I love to do? I love helping people see things differently. I enjoy when a perspective is widened, when views are enlarged, because the more angles you have of a situation, the better the vantage point so that you can make informed decisions. You see, I've been blessed with experience in all sorts of areas, and I believe in my heart and soul that we all live and learn in order to share and teach. I love serving Maravation. It's the perfect blend of motivation and inspiration. I believe some of the greatest people in the world are only one word of encouragement away from being and doing something meaningful. I think that if more people would get outside of themselves and their situations and just look up, call up, and speak up and into the lives of others, we would experience more productive world around us. So tonight's show actually is broadcasting live on air, and I am doing a Facebook Live post on this show, and I'm going to do a little talkback segment. So open air is about me letting down my hair, so to speak. It's where I share with you some of the things that have been on my heart and in my mind, some of the crazy thing I think about, as well as some of the current situations that are taking place, from Harvey Weinstein and how that's become a domino effect in terms of outing people who have been guilty of sexual assault or sexual abuse. But some of the other topics that I want to discuss with you tonight is things about the entertainment industry. So if you've got questions about the entertainment industry, or you've got questions about being a savvy business person, or even if you want to make a comment about the things that you're thankful for, I want you to be sure to call in at 347-324-5246. You'll just press the number 1. I'm going to be on air, but I'm going to give some shout-outs to some people that are on Facebook Live. So my on-air listeners, if you hear me call out a name, hey, Sydney, I'm just giving a shout-out to some of the people that are actually watching me live as I speak to you. So for starters, let me go ahead and get this party started with, I said I'm an actress. I'm an actress, and we just recently completed a docudramedy called STEM the Movement. And STEM the Movement deals with so many, such a variety of topics. We deal with divorce. We deal with some of the child traumas that took place early in life. It also deals with Alzheimer's and aging and infertility. So I'm going to start with share a little bit about the entertainment industry and how this came about for me. As an actor, I've been an actor in Hollywood 4 years. I've been a member of the Screen Actors Guild and AFTRA for more than 26, 27 years. And in the entertainment industry, one of the questions that I always get, and this is just a little drive-by in the entertainment industry, and then we'll rolling on over to business. If you've got any questions, again, feel free to leave a message for me. Hey, Tanjala. Hey, Annette. Hey, Bhushan, my brother-in-love. This show is, I'll repeat one more time, is being recorded on air. So my on-air listeners are listening to me on the radio, and then Facebook Live is able to interact with me. So you may hear me calling out a few names. Okay, in the entertainment industry, one of the number one questions that I, you know, how do you get an agent? Hey, Sherry, how do you... how do you select your best headshot? And I tell people, I've been at this thing for quite a while. Hey, love you too. I've been at this thing for quite a while. So some of the preliminary and the basic stuff, I'm not as skilled in because things have changed from when I first got started. But one of the things that I will tell you, a great headshot, if you're doing a commercial shot, is a twinkle in the eye, a smile on the face, and a song in the heart. And if you're doing a theatrical shot, you want something that represents some of the roles that you want to take. Hey, Skyla, I know you're interested in the entertainment industry. So if you call in at 347-324-5246, that's my niece. She's one of the aspiring actresses that often gives me a call and asks me a question or two about the industry. So that's something about your resume. Hey, Kim, if you're interested in getting agents, now that's a little bit trickier, only because a lot of times agents prefer to get with people, or I should say seasoned agents, prefer to get with talent that already has credit. So if you do not have any credits, if you're new to this game, I advise you to volunteer at some of the community theater places in your neighborhood or get involved in some of your church productions. Hey, Dave, that's my crew. You missed the Jesus crew. Hey, get involved some of the local theater spots. Get involved in some of the church productions. Volunteer. If you can volunteer on some of the sets that you have near you, be sure to do that because there are people that need you, need your talent. And sometimes it's not just about you volunteering to act, but maybe perhaps you volunteer with a production company to watch how they operate the cameras, how they record audio, how they pull the cables and the cords. You know, sometimes it's just a good way. It's like doing an intern, but you can go and you can do it for free. So I'm really excited about tonight's show because we can go anywhere we want to go. So I'm going to rely on you. Hey, Chandra. I'm going to rely on you, again, all my on-air listeners, if you hear me calling out names, it's because I'm also doing Facebook Live in tandem with my on-air show. Hey, Valerie, hey, Leslie, Mathis, I'm so excited that you guys are joining me on Facebook Live, and I'm so excited about my listeners who are tuned to OMG, the Omari Radio Show, where tonight's show is entitled Open Air, where I take a deep breath and I blow you out some good stuff. So we've just kind of touched on headshots. We touched on agents. And now I'd like to share with you a little bit about business, being business savvy. Hey, little sis, being business savvy in the entertainment industry means that you're not just an actor. Across the board. You're not just an actor. You've got to know how to market and promote yourself. That means keeping a visible profile. That means keeping your photos up to date. That means letting your agents know where you're going to be, when you're going to be there. And then business savviness in the other hat that I wear, which is as an entrepreneur, means that I have to keep my database updated. I have to keep in contact with those people that purchase my product, thanking them for purchasing my product, and developing new products so that they're constantly not just interested in what I've put out, but also giving them the next step. Because I believe in business, you know, no matter how successful you are, you should always be working on something. And so as I'm always constantly redeveloping, rebranding, and positioning myself to be available to those that are interested to hear some of the things I have to say or some of the things that I to share some of the nuggets from the experiences I've fortunate to do. The other part of that is keeping in touch. Hey, Sean, my brother-in-law, as well as my nephew, Sean, are all tuned in. Thank you so much. And for my on-air listeners, if you're listening to the podcast on the replay, just so you know, I'm not being schizophrenic. I am doing a Facebook Live and an on-air radio show simultaneously so that I can kind of bless two angels with one kiss, because who wants to kill some innocent birds with a very heavy and painful stone? Can I get an amen? But bless two angels with one kiss. Hey, Bijan, my other niece. So again, if you're air and hearing me talk to people, it's simply because of Facebook Live. So my open air show means that I get to let my hair down, so to speak, and share with you either some of the things on my heart as well as listen to you. there may be some things that you've got on your mind, some things that you want to discuss or talk about. Well, tonight is that show. Tonight is the night where I get to let you have coffee, like me, conversation, and I get to take callers. So it's a fun show for me because I've never done this format before, but I'm really excited about those that can call in. And then I'm going to also, before the show is up, I'm going to find out what you're thankful for. Seeing that we're going into Thanksgiving and there's so much calamity happening all around the world, you know, from the Vegas shooting to the church shooting and a lot of devastation. And a lot of people, even during this holiday season, are sad. They're sad because they've lost a loved one. They're sad because maybe their mom and dad are no longer around. They're sad because maybe they're not in a relationship and Thanksgiving means family and they want someone to kind of share that with. I want to encourage you. Create a new tradition. One of the things I used to do during Thanksgiving when I was married and I wasn't near my family is I would volunteer at homeless shelters. I would feed the homeless. I would volunteer to make the food, serve the food. So get involved. When you get involved, no matter what problems you have in your life, no matter how challenging things may seem, when you are able or put yourself in a position to serve someone else with whatever it is that you have, when you ain't got enough money to make the rent check, when you don't have enough money to get a fancy car, when you barely are eating food, meaning you living off of ramen noodles, can I get an amen for the ramen noodles? That's the cheapest food you could buy, but it goes a long way. So when you don't have enough A and B to actually create a C in the things that you really want in terms of food, go serve others. Serving opens you up to a selfless act that gives back to you again and again and again and again. Thank you so much, Sydney, for that. And that's a part of what I love to do. A part of sharing motivation, the motivation and inspiration point is if I don't have any money, which is rare, but if I don't have any money, I always have a word of encouragement. I always have a compliment to share. I've got two hands, two feet. I'm a healthy, able-bodied person. I can go volunteer, sew, and encourage the lives and hearts of someone else. So it's a great way, and especially as a little PSA reminder, during this Thanksgiving season, you can go out and make somebody's day. You can go out and really bless somebody that's in need. You know, a lot of times when I volunteer, or even if you see homeless people on the streets, you know, a lot of times, one of the biggest gifts you can give to a person that's walking along the streets, hey, Dawn, one of the gifts you can give them is a gift of hello. Turns into the gift of a conversation because people tend to walk past a homeless person on the street and they, because they're looking down at them and or they may have a smell or an odor, people tend to not treat them like they're humans. And they're humans. We are all just one situation away from being in a devastating situation ourselves. You all know what's been happening with the hurricanes and all the devastation that's taken place in Houston as well as in Puerto Rico. They lost everything. So they went from people who owned houses and fancy cars, et cetera, to people who had nothing. So if you're healthy and you're alive and you're in your right mind, and hopefully we don't have any 5150 crazy people or any trolls on my particular show tonight, but what we can do is involve and sow into the lives of other people. Again, this is an open show, and I'm taking callers all night long, so I'd love to share with you real brief. I've got a caller. If you're a caller, last four digits, 1628, you're alive on OMD. What's your name?
Hi, Mara. My name is Sky.
Hi, Sky. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you?
Fantastic. Fantastic.
I have some questions regarding the industry. I'm one of the people you mentioned trying to break into the industry, and I just had a couple questions regarding how you made it to where you are and, like, what path you chose and what are the best paths. So I just have a quick question. I was wondering, what degree did you get from college? Did you follow, like, theater arts, or did you go more, like, journalism, broadcasting, or something like that?
Very good question, Sky. I actually graduated with a degree called in communications and broadcasting, but I customized my major. It was called theatrical broadcasting. It was a combination of theater, dance, music, and theater, dance, music, and TV. radio and television. And so I graduated with that out of Southern Illinois University, and I created it because I didn't just want to focus on broadcasting, and I didn't want to just focus on theater. So I combined two, and as a result of that, I do things in broadcasting, of course, and television shows and radio shows, as well as radio commercials, PlayStation games. I've been able to utilize all of those skills and talents and put them together and be employed in that area since 1988, which is, I think, an awesome testimony to how to focus and know exactly what it is you do. Don't settle and do something that people say is safe. Do what you feel led to, and then create a trail or a path that will allow you to have provision for that. I hope that answers your question on that part.
Yes, that was very – I like that. I like that answer. Did you always want to act, though? And did you have people telling you, like, that it wasn't a good career path?
Okay, so the question that Skyla's asking me is, have I always wanted to act? And did I have people telling me it was not a good career path? I didn't know that I always wanted to act. I actually was studying accounting up until my teacher, Mr. Sales, the great Mr. Sales, gave me a D in accounting because I wouldn't get off the basketball team, the pom-pom squad, and work as a work program. So because I quit that, I went into radio television with his wife, who was teaching radio and television at Carver, which is now, I think it's Carver Academy School out in Altsgale Gardens or 131st in Chicago. Anywho, I thought I was supposed to do accounting because I've always been great with numbers, money numbers, not the other part, the algebra and the calculus stuff, but adding, subtracting, and multiplying. And so when I got to college and see radio and television, I got to college and realized that being on stage was like breathing to me. And that's another key for those that are tuned in. And I'm going to, Iris, I heard your question. I'm going to get back to it. I pinned your question so that I can talk about Jerry Jones and hopefully Zeke Elliott a little bit on that. But let me answer your question from Skyla. I want to remind people, if you're passionate about something, it will seek you out. And it will be your choice whether you want to answer that call and follow that path. Now, that doesn't mean it will always be easy. It simply means that there are some things that you are naturally innately talented at. And I was gifted at being able to present information in a convincing fashion, and I was gifted in using this thing called a mouthpiece. In the Bible in James, it talks about the tongue being a wicked thing, and my tongue used to be the wicked thing, but now it speaks great things. It compliments people and it encourages people. So to get back to your question, I didn't always want to be an actor, but once I was introduced to the craft, once I was introduced to theater, I realized that was home for me. It felt right. It felt good. And I excelled in it, Skyla. And then I ended up getting on a radio show, actually, while I was in college. It was late night, late night where you play all the dusties when people, are hanging out on Friday nights. And I got into radio and discovered that that, too, was something I was extremely passionate at. And then I did a morning TV show behind the scene, working the cameras. And so when I graduated college, I went on to Atlanta, and I worked for CNN Headline News, where I started working as one of the assistants on the corporate level and Ted Turner and Bob Russell, and then went down to Headline News where I was a camera operator, an electronic graphics operator, and a technical director. So I know the behind the scenes as well as the in front of the scenes, but I'm glad because I became well-rounded in what it is that I wanted to do.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Yeah, that was kind of how I got started, and that's a story, a story of how following your passion can lead you to your purpose. I woke up one day believing I was supposed to work for Ted Turner. True story, you guys. I woke up one day believing I was supposed to work for Ted Turner, but I never sent him a resume, and I didn't have an appointment and interview. I told my mother that morning that I believed I was supposed to work for Ted Turner. I was about to rent a car, and my mom said, no, I don't want you to rent a car. It might break down. She put down a down payment on the car. Fast forward, we ended up getting ourselves to Atlanta. I got myself, drove myself to Atlanta, and begged the people to let me bring my resume up in person. The note here for you is persistence, because I insisted that they not allow me to drop my resume off at the desk. Now, I was dressed. I was in a business suit. I had my makeup, my hair done. I insisted. They called up to HR. HR then invited me upstairs And while I was in the office, she looked at my resume. I'll never forget it. Her name was Kim. She said, Susan. She said, Mara, I see your resume. It's really good, but do you live in Chicago or do you live in Atlanta? And at the time, I was living in Chicago. I said, I live in Chicago. She said, even if something opened up tomorrow, I couldn't hire somebody in Chicago because you wouldn't be able to get here in time to work. Just then, her phone rang, and the woman mouthed goodbye to me. Now, let me tell you how devastating it was. I believed I heard from the Lord that I was going to work for Ted Turner. I did believe it so much that my mom put a down payment on a car. I then drove seven or eight hours at the time because the speed limit was different, drove to Atlanta to go in to give a resume to CNN Headline News, big old CNN Headline News. So I do all of this, and the lady mouths goodbye. So as I walk out of her office, I get to the elevator, I push the button and go downstairs to my depressed state at the time. And when I get there, the lady comes around the corner. Mara, you will not believe this. One of Ed Turner's secretaries went on a leave of absence, and she needs somebody. You're dressed the part. Can we have you interview with her right now? So this is about being persistent. This is about being ready. If I didn't have on the interview suit that day, if I hadn't have heard the Holy Spirit tell me to drive down to Atlanta, and if my mom hadn't have been ready that day to put down a down payment without any notice on a car for me to drive all the way to Alabama to Atlanta, none of this would have happened. So all of those things had to be completely lined up. That confluence situation had to be lined up in order for me to do what it is that I was supposed to do. So I got the job. I interviewed a lady. I drove back to Chicago. Started work 8/8/88, August 8th, 1988. I'll never forget it. 8 means new beginnings biblically, and it was a new beginning for me. I moved away from my family. I had no one that I knew in Atlanta. I rented a hotel room to look at some apartments. I looked at apartments, moved in, and I started working with Debbie Munger at Turner Broadcasting System at CNN Headline News, and then eventually, after 1 year of being a secretary assistant, where they continued to give me raises, and the job that I was going for, hallelujah, here's a good shout card, the job I was going for at the time, guy, was only paying me $15,000 or $16,000 a year. Now, back then, that was kind of an okay salary, but the job that I got working in the corporate level started off at 25 or 27. Then they found out I knew accounting. Then my salary got booted up to 32. Then they sent me down for computer classes. By the time I left to go down to Headline News, where I would have only been making $15,000 or $16,000, I started off making $40,000. And this was in 1988, little 20-year-old girl. So pursue your passion. Be persistent and be confident in the things that you have to offer, and always make sure you've got some skills and some tools in the toolbox so that when somebody calls upon you, you are ready and available. Sorry to keep you hostage so long, my caller, Sky, but I've enjoyed call and I've enjoyed the conversation, and now it's time for me to have a sip of my coffee and and thank you again for joining me. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much,
thank
Mara.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. God bless you. Have a good one, Sky. Thanks. All right, you guys. So that was Sky called in and had a wonderful question. I had a question that was pinned, and I'm going to come back to it. Hi, Sandra, Austin Taylor. Welcome to the show. Eve, Tony, Sean, Linda, all you guys. Mike, everybody. Come on, Jesus. Yes. So Iris Fogg Wilcox, I'm going to come back to your conversation. You're in Dallas, and you want me to comment on Jerry Jones threatened to punish the players who take a knee to protest police brutality while fighting to keep the sexually abusive Zeke Elliott playing. Woo! Thankfully, right now he's suspended. So we're going to take a little pause for the cause. We're going to do a little station identification, and I'm going to ask my executive producer, because I'm on live with Facebook and I'm doing the show live, I'm going to ask my executive producer to mute my phone while I have a brief conversation with you possibly, and she's going to go to our commercial break, and then we're going to come back in about 30 seconds. We'll be right back. If you're listening to, you are listening to OMG, the Old Mara Gayle Radio Show, and you are watching Mara Gayle, the Old Mara Gayle Radio Show.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We did that. Okay, welcome back to OMG, the Old Margale Radio Show. I'm your host, Margale, and tonight we are doing Open Air. It's a show where I talk about whatever happens to be on my mind or on your mind. And tonight we have a question, a comment question. Iris Fogel, she's in Dallas, and she asked me if I would please comment on the Dallas Cowboys owner, Jerry Jones, threatening punch players take a knee to protest police brutality while fighting to keep the sexually abusive Elliot playing it, but he spent it right now. I think it is horrible. I think it is horrible that the owner, would threaten to punish the players who, especially all of them, not just African-American, Caucasian, or others, because it takes other people to stand with us in order to really have it be a ripple effect. And to threaten them by punishment for them standing, because they're black first. They're black African-American before they're a football player. They are African-American dad representing something to their children before they're a football player. They are a role model to all those little black boys and little black girls who are watching them see what they do so that they'll then know how to respond when some situation happens. You know, back in the day, rights movement, there wasn't a threat that people would take away your paycheck. You know, the Dallas Cowboys making a nice chunk of money, and Jerry Jones knows that. Unless they were all banding together and able to take a united stand to do something to really showcase, highlight, bring even more attention to the situation, they're between a rock and a hard place, because of course these guys, they're making a nice salary. They do have families that they have to support. They don't want to be blackballed. We all know what's happening with Kaepernick. So nobody wants to be put in that position where you know, they feel like they're going to be stonewalled or blackballed for standing up for what they believe. I think it's despicable. I wish that people would just boycott the Dallas Cowboys, but that's not going to happen. So because that's not going to happen, you know, unfortunately, it'll just end up being, you know, kind of the norm. It'll be what is, you know, what takes place. But I also think it's foul that he would let, you know, Zeke Elliott still keep playing in the midst of all he's doing when we got cops murdering our little babies, our little black and brown girls and boys. So I think horrible. I think it's absolutely despicable. And I wish there was something we could collectively do, because I believe there's such a strength in numbers. It's not going to be a one-off, one person or one thing. You know, Colin Kaepernick is taking a hit right now for not working. However, he's now excelling in other areas, you know, print and modeling and GQ's Man of the Year. There are some other things that are happening for him as a result of this. And sometimes, just like with the great Muhammad Ali, you know, when he stood against the Vietnam War, look at what happened with him. Martin Luther King, you know, these players, the Dallas Cowboys, aren't risking losing their life, thank God. But it is a challenge. It is a rock and a hard place, and somebody needs to stand up. And so hopefully some of the other teams will continue to do it if they're not, you know, in a situation where they're being threatened. I think it's bullying. It's just kind of bullying, you know, like they don't earn a right to take a knee if they decide they want to take a knee. So that's my opinion on that. Hopefully I answered your question on it. If anybody else has more questions, you want to type it on Facebook Live, feel free to type it. I'm answering the questions. This segment is called Open Air, is where I let down my hair to tell you the things that are on my mind and my heart, as well as interact with you, the audience, my audience. If you're a caller and want to call in, feel free to call in. And if you are a person on Facebook Live and you want to send me a quick question or comment, feel free to do that. Also, I'm in a segment called Giving Thanks. What are you thankful for during this holiday season? So I've talked a little bit about entertainment. Actually, I talked a lot of it about entertainment. I talked a little bit about business savviness and about pursuing your purpose, abandonment, being prepared at all times. You never know when an opportunity is going to come up. Sydney, you said, let's see, I'd like to do a show to inform artists about the copyright laws. Gotcha. Yeah, due to your case with Sony MJJ Production. You know what, Sydney? That'd be awesome. You know, you should inbox me if you want to come on my show. I'd be more than happy to have you come on, because you need to protect your work. If you're an artist, a singer, a musician, you need to protect that. As a author myself, you know, I had to get all my information copywritten, and any kind of phrase, I had to get, you know, things trademarked. You have to make sure you secure some of those things. So, Sydney, I'd love to have that conversation with you to inform artists. So you can inbox me if you're interested in coming on my show. And if you're going to do a radio show, just holler at your girl. You know, I'll check you out. Thank you so much for that. I bet you do have a lot of information. That case with Sony and MJ ain't no joke. So thank you so much for that. If anybody else has a comment, a question, or a suggestion, I'm open and ready to do it. Thanks, Iris, about the fantastic story. Appreciate that. Come on, Jesus. That's my girl, Kim Adams. You know, we always talk about, we call Jesus Mr. Jesus. He's Mr. Jesus to us. And, you know, I had my girlfriend Kim on the show last week, and her and my other friend, Dave Mitchell, they have this phrase about having a yes in your mouth. Having a yes in mouth, meaning when someone asks you to something, you know, don't start thinking about why you can't do it or how you're not able to do it. Think about how you can do it. How can you make that happen? You know, that's how you excel in business, in the business place, in the workplace, having a yes in your mouth, being the person that they know they can come to if they need to get something accomplished or done. I remember when we were thinking about producing STEM movement, we were thinking about doing it as a play. And my girlfriend doesn't STEM the movement at the time, it was called STEM. Save, Tested, Edified, Manifested. My girlfriend TV, Teresa, gave me a call and said, hey, I got this idea, you know, so we could use our gifts to glorify God. You know, we would do it as a stage play, and we'd write, you know, some of the things we lived through. Well, having lived through a lot, I was like, cool, let's make it happen. So we thought those stories, and we crafted testimonials of them, and I had a yes in my mouth. And because I had a yes in my mouth, we were able to mount this stage play, and then I made some phone calls to churches and pastors and relationships that I had. And so it was TV Lake and Aaron Sands and myself and one other young lady. We all toured the stage play because of the yes in my mouth, and we were all ready with our stories to be able to go out and share them. And as a result of that, we toured that stage play for 3.5-4 years, blessed thousands of people, simply because our past was not going to prevent us from our purpose, but we used our past to propel us to purpose. Don't allow the distractions, the devastations, the disappointments, and the challenges in your life to derail you from your destiny. All you have to know is, if you use all of those things that have happened to you, you can parlay that in profit, you can parlay that into help that people need, you can parlay that into a book, a CD, a TED Talk, you can parlay it into the speaking circuit and share with other people how you made it through some difficult and challenging and unbelievable circumstances. I promise you, I have lived through so much. I have lived through so many things in my life until it would make your head spin. Know some of the things that I've lived through. I did a conference in San Francisco a couple weeks ago, and I just peeled back the band-aid and I allowed scars, cuts, my bruises to be exposed. Because, see, I don't want the devil knocking at my door telling me some of the things that I did, because I wrote a book about it. And I know the devil, when they come knocking in my door, I wrote about it. Read it, here it goes. It's called Beyond Blessing. It takes you on my journey from ghetto to God and all the junk in the middle. So I'm super excited that I was bold enough and unashamed to tell my story, not only in stage, not only in book, but in film. We've now got a DVD out that actually shares all of that information with you. I see another question. Let me see. I believe it was Skyla on Facebook says, let's see. Do you think a college degree is the best way to pursue an acting career or real world experience? You know, Skyla, I believe in getting a college degree. I'm old school the way. Having said that, I will say this. If opportunities presented themselves before you had a chance to go and get your college degree that put you on track to do what it is you love to do without that college degree, then I say go for it. But I want to remind you, acting can be a very challenging field to be in, not to discourage you, but to let you know that race isn't even to the swift or the strong. It's to the person that has persistence and perseverance, because you get a lot of no's before you get that one yes. Sometimes I audition 15 times before I book one role. Sometimes I go in and I may be too fat or too skinny or too tall or too short or too light or too whatever. There's always something that I can be that I'm not the person that's going to choose. But I will tell you this. If you pursue acting, you pursue it with reckless abandon, be sure you study the craft. Be sure you read the books that you need. There's a a couple of things that I'll share with you. If you inbox me or text me, I'll share with you some of the resources that have helped me sharpen my craft, some of the methods of acting that could help you. And then your second question was, do you prefer stage acting better or acting in front of a camera? Is a question that I'm getting on Facebook. And so I will answer that question. I prefer stage because there's instant interaction. I love being able to interact with people and know how they feel about something I say or do right in the moment. It's so gratifying to be on stage. It's the best classroom. No matter how many acting classes I've taken, which I've taken a ton, my best training came from being on stage, because on stage, you don't get an opportunity to go back and do it again. You don't get a retake. You don't get to edit out something you said. It is in the moment, is now, which means you got to be on top of the game. You got to be the sharpest you can be. You got to have the right emotion, because people tell when you're acting, because acting is the only job that you can't get caught doing. And in case you hear me, acting is the only job that you can't get caught doing. You can get caught being a producer. You can get caught being a writer. You can get caught being a singer. You can get caught being a laborer, a builder. You can get caught being anything but acting, because once you get caught being an actor, that gig is up. So acting is the only job you can't get caught doing. So when you're live doing live theater and you're not supposed to get caught doing it, that means you have to be the character. You got to be in the moment, be that character, and allow none of the distractions, like somebody coughing or laughing, a baby crying, or somebody missing their line, to supersede what you're supposed to do in that moment. I hope that answered your question. I love you, Kai. Sky, love you, love you, love you. And so I've got another Iris said on Facebook. You're welcome. Thank you for the comments. Right. Yeah, really more upset about Jerry Jones' hypocrisy. Yes, that's the piece that I should have put in, his hypocrisy. And if he goes, hold on one second. My screen just kind of zoomed out on me. If he goes, what did you say? If he goes after those who take a knee, by all means, he should sit the alleged criminal down. That's all. I agree with you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Very good comments. Very good point. Kathy Kelly. Hey, thanks for joining. Claudia, thanks for joining. Other girl. TT Anise, thanks for joining. So really excited tonight's show. It's about open air, where I get to dialogue with you, have a conversation with you, and find out what's on your mind. You get to find out what's on my mind. Super excited about that. We're going to take one more commercial break before we actually leave, so that you guys can kind of know what else is happening in my world. So we'll be right back with OMG Tamara Gayle Radio Show. And I want to remind everybody that you're listening on Up To Me Radio, Up To Me Radio. Be sure to check out our show page at up2meradio.com. is the bridge by which I get an opportunity to share with you, speak with you, and have a coffee with you, for those that are tuned in. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
We want to thank today's sponsor, Up To Me Magazine, a new uplifting and inspiring magazine with stories of purposeful living, such as Meet the Minimalist, the story and journey of Ryan Nicodemus and Joshua Milburn. Less stuff, more meaningful life. And an up-close and personal conversation with Will Haygood, author and associate producer of the acclaimed film The Butler by Lee Daniels. And so much more. So get your subscription today at uptomemagazine.com. That's up2magazine.com. And what's your story? Now we return back to our program.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Mara Gayle of the OMG, Mara Gayle Radio Show, and I'm super excited because tonight was my very first premiere segment called Open Air. It's where I get to breathe, blow out some tidbits and nuggets and pointers from entertainment industry. We've talked quite a bit about, we talked a little bit about business, pursuing things, and being persistent. And those things are very important. If you've got any comments, hey, Irma, if you've got any comments that you would like to make, you can either type them in on Facebook comment section, or you feel free to call in on the radio show. The phone number is 347-324-5246, 347-324-5246. Again, this is OMG, the Omar Gayle Radio Show. And if you're tuning in to the podcast, thank you so much. Please know that I'm not schizophrenic. When I'm calling out names, thanking people that, of course, aren't on the show, it simply means I'm actually streaming the show on Facebook Live as well. So I'm commenting with my fans and friends and family there. while I'm doing the radio show. So if you've got any questions, keep them coming. I'm enjoying this segment. Now I'd like to turn it a little bit into Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is about a week away. And so I'd like to open it up for those who have some things that they want to share, the things that you're thankful for. If you've got some things on your heart and your mind that you're thankful for, I'd like to give you an opportunity to call in 347-324-5256. You can call in and share some of the things you're thankful for. Or if you're on Facebook Live watching me and joining me via the internet there, please feel free to type in your comments and I'll read them out because there's a lot to be thankful for. You know, there are people that lost everything they had in the hurricanes. There are earthquakes around the world that are taking place. There are shootings. My mom had a phrase, oh gosh, I got to try to remember it. She said, you never know where death is going to come. And she said that because within a 1 month period, there was the shooting in Las Vegas, and then there were the hurricanes first, and then there was the shooting in Las Vegas, and then there were the shooting at the church house. And so she said, "You never know where death is gonna come." That was how she phrased it. Oh, if you're on the line and you're calling in, you need to press one. If you press one, you'll be entered into queue, and then I'll call out the last four digits of your phone number, and we'll go ahead and invite you on the show. My executive producer just informed me I forgot to tell you guys. Press one if you're interested in coming on the show live. But when Mom said, "You never know where death is going to come," it reminded me, we leave out the door every single day, and we take for granted that we'll make it back home safe. You know, there are so many people that leave out daily, and for one reason or another, a car accident or a situation at work or some crazy person, you know, with a gun, does something foolish, and they don't get an opportunity to call back. So I'm thankful today that I'm here, able to communicate with you in two different formats, which is allowing me to communicate really in three or four different formats, from texting and typing and chatting to on air with the MD radio show and Facebook Live. And I've got a caller, so I'd love to be able to invite you into the conversation. I'm going to take a sip of my coffee while I announce your number. If the last four digits are 9656. Who is this? Hello, welcome to the show.
Amara?
Yes, who's this?
Hey, it's Shauna Williams from the far, far city of Sugar Grove.
That is my sugar. Hi, sister from another mother.
Hey, yeah.
Bill Bob with you. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, he's here.
He's there. Welcome to the show, sis. Did you want to come in, make a question, or share what you're thankful for? Because, you know, I know you got lots to be thankful for.
Well, of course. I'm always thankful. One of the things I love about listening to you, and I listen often, I just don't say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I love your energy. You are so full of life. And that is, it is truly the power of your tongue. And that you are such an inspiration, and I just wanted to tell you thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I'm on the call, you guys, from Facebook. Just stay there for 1 second, Shauna. I'm on a phone call right now with a caller. Her name is Shauna, and she was just thanking me, saying that I had a lot of great energy and that I'm such an encouragement. And that she tunes in often, but she doesn't necessarily call in. So I wanted you guys to be a part of that. You can't hear her. You only hear me. But I wanted to share that deposit with my listeners because they can't hear you on my headphone on Facebook Live. My listeners on air can hear you, but I'm repeating it because I'm also doing Facebook Live. So thank you, Shauna. You know I love me
to
you. Can you text us and let me know when I'm going to be seeing you? Because, you know, I need my help.
Pray for me.
I'm going to pray for you.
You guys are too far.
No, we're not far. You're far.
No, it's you. You're far.
Airport. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to table that until we ain't on the air, until my Facebook people aren't looking at me, have an attitude with my face about my sister telling me I'm too far and I'm near all the rest of the world in Chicago. And we not going to go there. I love you. Thank you. Thanks
love you back,
me,
girl.
Shana. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, the next caller, your last four digits are 1624, 1624. You're on live, OMG, the Omara Gayle Radio Show. Who are ya?
This is Libby. Hi, Mara. How are you?
Libby! Hello, beautiful VP in
Hi.
The house.
Well, I just...
Hi,
Yeah, I'm in a store, so I just want to really quickly say thank you for your show tonight. I really enjoyed the tips and the whole yes in your mouth. I loved it, to make sure we have a yes. And then I just wanted to say I'm thankful for life, health, and my family. I'm so thankful for that. Mm-hmm. And allowing the things that have gone on in life, like you said, we all have a testimony and we all have things that have happened in our past, but thank God I've put my past and my situations to propel me into my present and in my future. So thank you so much for your wonderful show. I really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you taking the time to call in. And while you're here, you also have a Facebook group that you do on it's Saturday morning or Saturday evening?
It's Saturday evening at 5 o'clock Central Standard
Saturday
Time.
Afternoons at 5 o'clock, and it's called Sister Sharing. What's it called?
It's called it's Share to Strengthen, and it's
Share
a group to encourage women to share what's going on with them, and then we encourage each other because the word says iron sharpens iron. And so it's my first Facebook Live attempt. That was my first one this Saturday, and then I'll be doing another one every Saturday now. So,
awesome. Yeah. I put that in my post, Facebook Live, Share to Strengthen on Facebook Live, Saturday at 5 p.m. with Libby. Got it. Got it.
Yeah.
Perfect. So all folks know that they can check you out. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you.
Thank you. God
bless
you.
Thanks for calling
in.
You got it.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. If anybody else has any, hey, Joy, thank you for joining us. Thank you so much for joining, Joyce Hall. Appreciate it. If anybody else has a comment, a question, concern, or if you'd just like to share what you're thankful for, this is an opportunity for you to let me know what's on your heart, on your mind, or share with me some of the things that you're thankful for. There's so much to be thankful for. So I'm just going to start my laundry list because it could take up to the end of the show if I start thanking God. A, I could speak. I have air in my lungs. Nothing is pivoting me from speaking. I don't have to have any apparatus to support my breathing. I simply use my diaphragm. I was trained to do that in college. So I am grateful for the air that I have in my lungs to be able to speak to all of you. I am grateful that I have eyes to see you, those that are watching on Facebook, and ears to hear you, those that are listening to me on air, as well as those on Facebook Live. I'm grateful for the complete health of my body, the peace of mind that I have. I'm super grateful that God loved me so much. That God loved me so much that if I were the only person on earth, he would have still sent his son to die so that I could have life and that more abundantly. I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit not only lives in me, but act and respond in a negative way, but that I take my time, pause, and try to process why someone did what they did or why someone said what they said. You know, if we would just take the moment to pause. You know, God gave humans the ability to pause. Dogs don't have that. If you step on a dog's tail, snap at you because he can't tell friend or foe. But God allowed in his infinite wisdom, he allowed humans to have the ability to pause before they react, before they respond. And so I'm grateful that I have that thing called pausability is what I call it. I'm also grateful for my husband. He's been so supportive. I love him so much. Pastor Gerald January, he's the hot sauce on my collard greens, the cheese in my mac and cheese. He is also the pecans on my sweet potato pie. When I get the pecans on the sweet potato pie, I love that man. I love him to life. He's awesome. I'm also thankful for my family, and I'm thankful that because of my amazing husband asking me to be his wife and moving back to Chicago, that I get an opportunity to see my aging mom and my aging dad, who are 84 and 85 years old. I get to see them age. I get to spend time with them and see them once a week when I used to only come home every couple of years and I would only come home in July. I now get an opportunity to have Thanksgiving dinner with my mom and dad and be able to hug on them, embrace them, encourage them, love on them, and support them in whatever it is they need. And when I say support, fortunately, I praise the Lord, financially secure, they're healthy, but just little things. You know how you just forget to do a little thing here or there? I count it an honor to go and put doorknobs on my mom's house when a doorknob breaks for I count it an honor to go and redecorate my dad's bathroom for a situation. I count it an honor whenever I get a chance to do anything that they need me to do, that they, I'm so grateful to make a phone call to, you know, it's the simple things, you know, you don't think about them until realize that, you know, when I was young, there were a whole bunch of things that I could do. And as I'm getting up there in age, there's some things that I just can't physically do anymore. I mean, I praise God that I'm very flexible, but I think about aging in a different way. And in our film STEM, we actually talk about aging in a comedic fashion, but it's real. But when I think of aging now, I see my mom or I see my dad, and I think about how I am blessed with the opportunity to serve them or to assist them in any way. I'm blessed by that because, A, I wasn't always able to do that for them because I was so far away. And B, you know, think back to how many times they must have, you know, waken up in the middle of the night to see about me, wipe my nose, sit up with me, miss work when I was sick, wipe my bottom, struggle and work to make ends meet in order to be able to thrive in life. You know, there were so many sacrifices they made. So when I think about my mom and my dad and I think about aging, and I'm so grateful, like I said, that I lived here and that I can get an opportunity to see my mom and dad, I'm humbled and grateful to be in a position to spend some time to make a call and tell them I love them. For those out there who still have parents living, take the time, make the time to spend with them, communicate, help them, assist them, love on them in any way you can, because a couple things are certain, and aging. It's just a part of life. It's just a part of what we have to go through and what we have to endure. So take the time when you see an old person walking across the street, when you see a senior citizen getting their groceries, take the time to help them out in the parking lot. All of those things add up to big things because you never know when you're going to need it, or you never know when your mom or your dad goes to a grocery store and the bag is too heavy. You're not there to help them. You never know when the kindness of a stranger might be the thing that blesses your parent when they're in need, or when they're walking across the street, or lifting something heavy, or Lord forbid, you know, slip on the ice or something, you know, like that. So always can take time. We just add a little bit more kindness to our day, to our world. Speak to the homeless on the street. Take the time to smile at somebody walking down the street, because you never know when that was that day may have been somebody's last day. They've been thinking they were going to commit suicide, and you happen to be nice and friendly, smile at them that particular day. So just take time, make time for people. You know, I get it. Cell phones and interaction and social media. Ooh, that's a whole another show. We're going to do a social media show at some point. But when did we lose touch with touch? When did we lose touch with calling somebody, talking on the phone, that we text everybody and never have an ear-to-ear conversation and never even set up a date to see somebody face-to-face? Because, see, contrary to popular belief, you can act like you're okay over the phone. You can act like you're okay texting somebody. But if I look you in your eyes, face-to-face, eye-to-eye, non-smile to non-smile or smile-to-smile, I'll know if something's bothering you. I'll know if you've got on a bit from my husband, but he said he bit from somebody else. I know if you got on makeup or fake up, and if you're being serious and sincere, I should say, in showing that you're happy if you really aren't. So this holiday season, take the time to spend some time with some of the people who you say you love, some of the people you say you like. Make a call to some of your girlfriends, guy friends, and visit them. You know, bring them something. And if somebody's single during this holiday season, because you know it's a challenge. Let me touch on that for a little bit. I know it's a challenge during these holiday seasons if you're not in a relationship, or if you're not near your parents, or if your parents have gone on the glory, or if someone you've gone on the glory, or if you're not in a committed relationship or don't have a kid, or you don't have people around you. I want you to be encouraged. Again, I shared earlier, for those that are tuning in to the podcast late, or for those that have tune in to Facebook Live late, I shared earlier, you can always volunteer. There's always somebody that wants a smile from you, always somebody that that could be served by you. You may have clothes in your closet, winter coats, scarves. You may have 12 scarves, and you know you ain't going to wear all of them. Take five or six of those down to a downtown community in your neighborhood, because it's everywhere, and give somebody on the street a scarf, cover up their neck, or a coat. You know, share it. You can also share it at other places, but sometimes just where the rubber meets the road. You walk in the street, you see a homeless person on the street living out of a cardboard box, and you happen to have another coat. They can never have too many coats or too many warm socks, things of that nature. So give of yourself this holiday season. There's so much to be thankful for, so much to be excited for. If there's anybody on the board that needs prayer, if anybody that would like to be covered in prayer, again, the phone number is 347-324-5246. Press 1 to be entered onto the call. So if there's anybody that needs prayer, I'd love to be able to pray for you. If you're on Facebook Live, you can type in your prayer, and I'll be sure to for you right now. I'd love to be able to do that in my last few minutes. I'd like to defer that to a time of prayer. So if there's something that you are interested or you stand in need of, something that you've been asking God for, perhaps I can share a word from my lips to God's love and hopes and my faith with your faith that it shall come to pass. I know we've been doing a prayer campaign at Vernon Park, and we do that prayer call every morning from 6 to 6:15 in the morning, and we do that Monday through Friday, and that is the wonderful time of the best part of my day, really, because it starts my day off right, and then it stays right. I don't have to worry about it getting right and somebody trying to take me out of the spirit that I'm in, because it starts at the top of my day, and then I keep it going. And I'll just a couple of weeks ago, I was ministering in San Francisco, and I asked all the ladies if they would commit to giving God 5 minutes, and all that basically meant was that they would take at least 5 minutes and give it to God, praise Him, and pray and worship to Him. So I'm going to take an opportunity, and I'm just going to do a blanket prayer. I didn't get any specific prayer requests, but I'm believing that there are some people out there tonight, via social media, Facebook Live, or via listening in on OMG, on UpToMeRadio.com, my radio show. And so I want to take an opportunity to just cover you guys in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bless you, I praise you, I thank you, I worship you. You are so awesome. You are so magnificent. There is nobody, nothing like you. And so I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me enough to send your Son, loving us, those that are in the family of believers, enough to send your only begotten Son. And Heavenly Father, I ask you to forgive me for anything I've done that was displeasing, and things that I may have not done that you wanted me to do, and I didn't know it. I may have missed the mark. So I ask you for forgiveness. Don't want my prayer to be hindered, but more importantly, I want you to know I'm sorry if I've done anything knowingly or unknowing to offend you or to not do what it is you called and purposed me to do. So I thank you for that forgiveness. Now, Heavenly Father, I just pray tonight, Lord God, I pray for everyone that's dialed in, tuned in, that's even watching via Facebook, Father God, I pray that you meet them, you meet their needs, wherever they are, whatever it is. If it's health, Lord God, I pray that you would heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their foot. I pray in the name of Jesus that every organ, ligament, blood cell line up with perfect word of God. I pray in the name of Jesus, because your word says by your stripes we are healed. I believe right now that even as I'm praying, you can make a supernatural transfer from your spirit, from your medicinal ability into their body right now, Lord God. Cause the sickness, the illness to cease in the name of Jesus. You can do it, Lord God, because you're able. And I bless you right now for the ability for whomever carrying whatever challenge, whatever disappointment, whatever dysfunction that has happened in their life, God, I pray that you give them the grace to carry the grief or the challenge or the dysfunction gracefully, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus for those that are lonely this year. Now, it's a difference being alone and being lonely. Those still alone this year, God, I pray that you would send friends, family members along, Lord God, to remind them and encourage them, Lord God, during this holiday season that they are not to be lonely, Lord God, and that they're never really alone because you are always with them. Lord God, I lift up a brother, that sister, that person, maybe listening in via Facebook or maybe dial in on the radio show and they may not know you. I pray in the name of Jesus that they open their mouth tonight and confess and believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord and that they accept you into their heart. And all they need to say is, Lord God, I confess with my mouth and I repent of my sins. Lord, come into my life, make me whole, make me new again. If that's something you believe with your heart and you want Jesus to come in your heart, he's that real. He's reachable. All you have to do is confess your sin and believe that the Lord Jesus is your personal Lord and Savior, and he can come into your heart right now via social media, Facebook Live, or on air with OMG on the radio show. He doesn't care where you accept him, but if you accept him and you invite him in your heart, he's faithful to come into your heart. My show is just about. I've had a fantastic time with you guys. Lord God, I just ask that you seal this prayer. And that you touch it, those that are listening, that you would season their heart and their ears and their mind to keep you first, Lord God, and to remember to give you what's due you, to spend some time with you, because more than anything, you just want some time so that you can order our steps and guide and protect us throughout all our days. Love you, praise you, we thank you, we worship you. In Jesus' name I pray and say amen. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh, gee, the Old Margale Radio Show. I'm your host, Margale. I'm here every Thursday, 6 o'clock Central and 7 o'clock Eastern. You can also reach me on Margale.com. I'm available on social media at Margale, or you can log into or check out my Facebook professional page, which is The Real Margale. And we've got product, my website, my book, CDs, as well as STEM, the DVD. So God bless you. Bye to all my OMG listeners. From Facebook, I'm going to stay right here for a second.
Wanting. Everyone likes to be heard and then listened to.